So here's a question for you.
All right. I'm ready for an answer for you.
Okay, I hope so. Do you get people at your events who have thought processes like me where I want to just put this bar in the beer? Is that something you've seen people do, or have you done it?
Wait, what? You want to put the chocolate bar in the beer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of let it dissolve and stir up together.
It's never happened, only because because it's a new experience for most people, I'm very clear up front about what the process is like.
Okay.
Now, what I do tell people, so similar to what we're doing here, you know, drink the beer, eat the chocolate, put the beer back down on top of it, whatever. But what I do tell people is experiment away. We're talking about taste here. Taste is subjective. So, you know, try chocolate number 4 with beer number 2. Try beer number 3 with chocolate number 1, because I've come up with what I think are the right pairings, but something else may come up that I haven't tried. Because I think about the combinations of beers and chocolates, they're infinitesimal. So I can't try them all.
Right.
So
right.
I've actually gotten a lot of pairings through people experimenting at an event. I'd be like, I really get some awesome flavor with this and this. And so I'm like, okay, let me try it. I'm like, that really works.
Yeah.
And so it's fun that way too. So I encourage people to experiment. If you'd like to drop your chocolate in the beer.
Once you said experiment away, I put it in it. I'm not going to say what it looks like, but
yeah.
Let's just say it's close to that professor's name from that story.
It's like it's like the Baby Ruth in the swimming pool.
Yes, that's what I was thinking of.
It's exactly what it's like.
Perfect. Yes. I'm going to come
back. I'm a little
back.
Sad because it's such a good beer, and now it's got a it looks unpleasant
a chocolate in it.
It
that I'm going to let that sit until we're done with the other ones.
Okay.